to episode 80 of the Planning Period Podcast, your Ed Break Room. I'm your host, Brad Treffler. This week on the show, I'm joined by Dr. Will Danport. Dr. Will has been on the show before, but I asked him to come back to talk about his new documentary that he just finished making, The Edupreneur. This is a different episode for the show. Dr. Will is a friend, and I'm really excited to see this movie. I'm not getting paid to share any of this or any kind of affiliate program or anything. I just think this movie is going to be awesome, and I want to share it with you. With that said, probably not my best interview. I'm really good at talking about education. Turns out I'm not great about talking about movie making. Dr. Will brings it though, so I still think it's worth the listen. Before we get to the episode, let's take a listen to the trailer for the movie. If you prefer to watch the trailer, check it out at vimeo.com/ondemand/edupreneur.
Over time, what I just really had to do was I had to educate myself on education, educate myself on business, and then try to figure out how to make the two come together.
I want to make it look like I don't feel like I'm working a day in my life. Like when I'm working side by side with a district, I want to be having fun. I want to be there. You know, if I wasn't having to take vacation days or be away from my wife and kids, you know, be away from my family, I'd almost want to go do it. If I could do it for free, I'd want to go do it for free.
Education is a service industry, and we are not used to talking about money, making additional money.
For me, finding that balance of what I'm offering that's free versus what I'm offering that's paid for. You know, on my blog, I don't do any advertising, and that's very intentional. Like, I have the books that I've written on the side, and that's enough self-advertising.
Look to the left and look to the right. One of those people are going to make a mistake. Try not to duplicate that.
So people don't see that. They see your hour on the stage. They don't see the risks you've taken to get that. They don't see all of the challenge and the change. They don't see the pain that is the root of passion. They don't see the suffering.
When I am home, I am present. I am making sure that I am on a flight. If I'm away all week, I get home Friday night and I'm here the weekend, and I'm doing everything I can to be a good husband, a good father, a good friend. So that work-life balance is knowing when to shut down.
I don't want to be known as a fad. Like, oh, Abby Futura came through with this thing and now it's no longer relevant. So I said, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm just going to share actual experiences. I know what teachers are looking for when they come to a session, what they're looking to lead with. That's what I'm going to give them every time.
So, sit back and enjoy episode 80 of the Planning Period Podcast, my interview with Dr. Will. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Planning Period Podcast. I am your host, as always, Brad Treffler. And I know I say this all the time, and it's true, because I'm always excited to do interviews, but I am super pumped today to do something a little bit different than my normal podcast here. And today I am lucky enough to be joined by the wonderful and exciting Dr. Will Danport. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm enjoying myself. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm recording on a Saturday afternoon, which I don't normally do. So I'm feeling relaxed. I slept in like crazy today, which was beautiful. So, you know, I'm doing good. Doing good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Dr. Will, you are on the show today because you are almost done. You're in the final stages of a project you've been working on for a while now that I'm so excited about. You've talked about it a number of times on your podcast, and every time you've mentioned it, I've been pumped. And that is, you are now not only a podcaster, not only a doctorate in education and a man who understands his technology in the classroom and so many other things, but now you're also a documentarian. It's a thing now.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it. Like, how do I put this on LinkedIn or my resume? I don't know how to do that.
You're a movie maker. That's what you are. You've made a movie, The Edupreneur, which is releasing, I think, on the 15th. Am I making that up?
No, that's it. March 15th.
Dude, I'm super pumped for you. I'm excited. Can you tell my audience, I guess start with who you are, even though you've been on the show before. Let's start with who you are for people that maybe didn't hear you previously, and then we'll talk about the movie a little bit.
Well, I'm Will Deamport, better known to the world as Dr. Will. I am an instructional technologist with a K-12 school district. I write for EdTech publications. I do some consulting. We'll be rolling out a blended learning course for teachers for PD so they can renew their teaching licenses. And now, as you said before, I guess have rolled out my first documentary.
Yeah, man, that's cool. So what is the documentary, sort of the pitch of it? What is the documentary?
The Edgepreneur explores the lives and careers of 8 educators and entrepreneurs. And the people in this are some of the most recognized educators on Twitter. And it really, you know, walks you through their experiences, how they became an educator, how they got into entrepreneurship, challenges with being away from home, the impact that they hope their work makes. How does this whole business thing, you know, play out when you're an educator and you're just trying to learn and find your way through everything?
Yeah, it's exciting to me as someone who, you know, with the podcast and going out and presenting, I'm excited to see how some other people have done it and what they've learned and the lessons I might be able to take from them. So exciting from that standpoint. But I also know from you that you're always encouraging teachers to go out there and make that money and do that for themselves. But I think I'm going to steal a question from your show, and I'm going to use it on you. So as you often say, what was the pain point for making this movie? Like, what was that thing that led you that said, I got to make this?
It was, honestly, it was Dr. Sarah, you know, founder of EduMatch Publishing. I had interviewed her on my podcast. And after the recording, we were kind of talking and I told her, you know, I would really love to, you know, write a book for you. I said, but I just can't write a book. You know, like when I sit down at the Google Doc, nothing comes. And she said, well, you could do a documentary. And I said, what are you talking about? And she just pitched the idea of, you know, you're already interviewing people with your podcast. You can do the same thing, but we can put it together to create one narrative. And I was like, I found that very intriguing. And so I thought about it. And then I got back to her and I said, let's do this. And, you know, once she was like, okay, let's, you know, let's do this too. And we sort of got the business stuff out of the way. She just asked me, well, what do you want to do it? And the first thing that came to my mind, Brad, was to do a going to one-to-one, right? It was the first thing that came to my mind. And then I said, no, I just can't do that. I want to focus on the entrepreneur. And the pain point behind it was I want people to understand why they should do it and when they do it, what to expect. Because, you know, when you go to conferences or you're on Twitter, there are certain names you repeatedly see on the big stage. People who, oh, I can have this book coming out, and they're doing these book signings, but you don't see the work that goes behind it, and you don't know how their lives are day to day. And I just wanted to create that picture, give people a glimpse, I guess, behind the curtain, so to speak, so people can become encouraged to do it if that's in their minds. And if they're already doing it and may not be finding traction, to learn how they can move forward.
Yeah, it lines up well with your brand, so to speak. You know, your podcast in the most recent season has very much been focused on going to that next level. You know, the edupreneur has really been your focus on the podcast for the last year or so. And so it's a perfect follow-up. And that's what has me so excited about it, is that I know what you're doing on your podcast, and this is like this is you taking it to the next level and stepping up your game. And I just think it's cool. I mean, I'm super excited. I've already told you, I've already shown you, I've already pre-ordered my copy. I can't wait for it to come out. I'm like waiting for that email to come that's like, okay, you can listen, you can watch it now, like go. And I'm already setting aside the time to sit down on March 15th at 8 and just be ready to just like, all right, I'm ready to go. I want to be one of the first to watch it, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about the project itself. How do you, I mean, are you happy with the result? I guess that's kind of a hopefully a yes, but are you happy with what it's come out, and, you know, you think people are going to like it? It's kind of a weak question, but we're going to go with it.
I think so, because whenever you're creating something, and you know this from, you know, podcasting, you don't know, like you have an idea of what, okay, this episode may be, or this project may be. And you have an idea what you hope it would be, but you don't know until you actually kind of sit down and are able to do your edits and do these things. And then you can kind of listen to it or watch it and go, wow, this really happened. So I'm very happy about it. I'm very excited about it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I knew I had something special when I first interviewed my first guest, which was, it was Angela Myers. And when she started getting so personal in her interview, I said, oh my gosh, this is going to be different here. And as I started to interview other people, and then they started to get personal, you know, revealing things that I don't think the general public knew about them, I was like, oh, my goodness. There were times in doing the interview that I had to hold myself back because I just wanted to say yes, or you know, have some, you know, emote something. But I knew, okay, this thing's been recorded. I can't do this. But when, you know, I finished all of the interviews and I sat back and I sat down with you know, Dr. Sarah Thomas, who edited the film. And we kind of said, okay, this is what this thing is going to look like. And so we had a great collaboration in that. And then she gave me the first version and I looked at it. And then, you know, in a Google Doc, I said, okay, this is my feedback here. And then this was happening and this was going on. And she surprised me with a picture in this finished version. And I was like, oh, okay. But it was, I'm very happy about it, because the interesting thing about this is I've watched it so many times that, you know, to still look at it and want to see it, I'm like, this is cool.
So what is your favorite part of the movie? What is the part that you just like can't wait for people to be able to see?
Man, I think, you know, Dr. Robin Jackson has some great information about actually starting a business and what does that look like. And she's really honest about what it means to have a business, as well as Angela Myers. Those are things there you go, oh, because even I'm sitting here, Angela talked about how she had just had back surgery. And so she was going to be, she had to be off her feet like that for 6 weeks, which meant 6 weeks of not making the money. I was like, wow. Okay. And I had just, I saw her at ISTE in Chicago in June. So, you know, to have people, I mean, that's sort of my favorite part of, you know, her and Dr. Jackson sort of, okay, this is the business sort of piece. And then just the personal side of it, again, in general, like, you'll see it, other people will see it. I don't even, like, you know, Eric is in a hoodie. Right? And you don't see Eric in a hoodie. You see him in a suit. Though I've seen Eric in flip-flops. But it's like, when you, that's what I really sort of really like about it, that it really humanizes who these people are. The whole Twitter glam is gone. Like, they are real people. And when the movie is over, you're going to actually go, wow, like, these are, you know, real people.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's a neat way to see, like you said before, like, behind the curtains. I think that's cool. I'm excited about that. So I think it's like a double that you get to see behind the curtains, but then you're also getting this, like, really valuable information, just knowing how you interview and how you talk to people. I'm just sure that that's what we're going to see when we get to watch it. So I'm excited for that part of it. With that in mind, I'd like to sort of go behind the curtain a little bit with you. And how did you go about making this movie? What was your process like? And, you know, who else was involved to make that a reality? I know you said Dr. Thomas, Sarah Thomas, obviously.
Yes. So the first thing was, once we were like, let's do this thing, and I spoke to Doc about the timeline of interviews and when we wanted to start to the editing process and the release. So we kind of talked about earlier, it was like a February release. And then we said, okay, how about a March release? Because, you know, one of the things was sort of the distribution of it. So how do you get people, you know, it's one thing to make it, but how do you get people to see it? And once we started looking at different, you know, platforms, and Dr. Sarah did a lot of the legwork for that, and she found, oh, Vimeo would allow us to do pre-orders, and you can actually, you know, download it from there. So, okay, this is our platform. Plus, the money split was very good. Some people take a lot of money, and they don't. So I said, okay, let's do this. But the whole process, I started to just, okay, let me, these are my sort of 8 or 9 questions I want to ask. And I wanted to ask questions that really got in on the business side of it, but also, let me see who you are as an individual, right? Because I don't want this to be, you know, a Wall Street Journal type, you know, documentary, right, where we're just talking about LLCs and all of those things. And I shared the questions with Doc, and she's like, okay, I like this. What about that? Okay, let's go with this. And then I said, I need my lineup. Who can I do my lineup? And that's where I really said, I really wanted a lineup that could give me some good stories, but I wanted a lineup that was so big that even if people don't listen to my podcast, don't care about people, you know, educators becoming consultants, that just the sheer power alone of these people would bring some people to the table. And, you know, I've already have known Tom and Eric and have hung out with them offline. And I knew that they had a following. And Angela Myers, to me, was like, okay, this is a huge get as well. with her You Matter movement, you know, she's created this huge following. And Catlin Tucker is just an amazing, amazing educator in person. And so I reached, you know, they all said yes. And I got to a point to where I was, okay, I'm missing something. And I went to Dr. Sarah and I said, okay, I need something. And she said, Abby Futrell. I said, cool. Reached out to Abby, and doing that, and her interview was popping. I said, okay, yeah, now I know why. Now I know why Doc recommended her. And so we just, with it, it was shot on Zoom. And once all of the recordings came in, you know, I shot it over. We had a Dr. Sarah and I had a shared folder in Google Drive where all of those interviews went. Their media releases that they signed, you know, the releases that went in there as well. Pictures, because we went back after watching it. We said, okay, we need something to break up the talk where you're not just like looking at people, you know, just talk a lot. So we brought in pictures as cutaways. So they were nice to give us, you know, to give us some pictures. And then we actually sent it out to Barbara Bray's son, Andrew Bray, to do this, to do the sound. And Dr. Sarah in Final Cut Pro did it. I mean, this thing, you know, when you look at it, it's like it feels real, right? It doesn't feel like, you know, a couple of people just made this at home. And so that's sort of how this thing was made. And of course, we were, you know, we talk on Voxer about, hey, I'm looking at this, what about that? And she would do things, you know. So there was, like, again, there was one scene, like she threw a picture in there. Again, I did not even expect, because I didn't share that picture with her. And she threw it in there. So I was watching it Friday, yesterday. And I'm looking at it, I'm hearing Eric talk, and the picture pops up. I said, oh my goodness. Okay. All right. So it was unexpected, but it was cool. I'm just going to be honest with you. This is something that I just really never expected to happen. So alhamdulillah, I never expected this opportunity to happen. I never expected this thing to look as well as it does. To be as solid as it does, because you just never know. And both Dr. Sarah and I went to film school. And still to look at it, to go, okay, I'm proud of it. And so, and to know that we did it via Zoom. You know, so I didn't go on location and meet up with people and say, hey, let's do this interview. This is all done on Zoom. So this is interesting as well.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's, you know, it's in one way a marvel of technology that you can even film this way and have never gone anywhere and make a movie out of it. But on the other, it's not super technical, right? Like, it's not a tremendously complicated process. And, you know, I think that also speaks to you in that it's, you know, not to say that anyone can do this, because certainly I know there's a lot of labor involved and intensive components, but, you know, it is something that could be done, and someone else could say, you know, I like this movie idea. Like, I could go make my own documentary and I could do this, you know? And I think that's so true to you and true to who your, you know, your audience and your message.
Yeah. And I hope, you know, I want people to do it, to do different things and to try and to push and to do, because I think every educator needs to create content. And you just need to find that medium of what's that going to look like. You know what I'm saying? I write for EdTech publications, but you're talking about me writing you know, 1600 words, 1700 words. A book? Nope. I don't have it in me, man.
You and me both.
Yeah, so I just couldn't do it, but I like this idea of creating this documentary because I am still having the opportunity to have the conversations with people that I find interesting, that I want to connect with, that I think have, you know, value to share with other educators out there. And again, for this to be different, because I'm not talking about, you know, how do you blend your classroom? I'm not talking about going one-to-one. And those are things that I find interesting and I can sit up there and teach classes about it. But when I'm talking about sort of this whole next level of what energizes me, it's these conversations of how, as an educator, can you live your best life? And I truly believe in the side hustle, because we've seen our colleagues, you know, in California, in Kentucky, and so many places across the country go on strike because they're looking at their pay, they're looking at class sizes, you know, 30, 35 students. And the fact that even when you go home, you don't go home, because not only are you grading and planning, but your school can tell you, we got a faculty meeting today, and you could have had a day that you just really wanted to go scream in a corner, and you got a faculty meeting that day for an hour, and you sitting there going, this could have been done via email. Or there's a school event and they're like, okay, Ms. Johnson, we're expecting you to watch the kids perform tonight, and you do that. So it's a profession that, you know, educators put a lot of themselves in, and sometimes are neglectful of their own children because of the time they have to put in. And so for me, it's about knowing all of that and knowing that you can't, a lot of times you cannot live off one income in terms of your, you know, you being an educator, and then you have educators who are bartending and waitressing or working in retail or tutoring. You know, why not take the talents you already have doing what you already love to do and create a side hustle out of that?
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, I hope for you that the movie encourages some more people to do that. I hope for all of us. I think it's good for our field in general. So I'm with you. Well, Dr. Will, the movie is The Edupreneur. I am super pumped to see it myself. It comes out on March 15th. Of course, links are in the show notes, but it's vimeo.com/ondemand/edupreneur. Or I'm sure you can check out your Twitter page and there's links to it there as well. I am Dr. Will on Twitter. And I will, I'll for sure, like I said, including the show notes, I'll be watching it on the 15th at 8 o'clock, ready to go. Cause I am super pumped to see it. I'm very excited about it coming out, man. I'm super proud. I'm super happy for you. Proud that you got this done. And I hope my audience will take the time to check it out as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you bringing me on.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you. You too as well.
Thank you, Dr. Will, for joining me on the show and making The Edupreneur. To connect with Dr. Will, find him on Twitter at IamDrWill. Also, definitely don't forget to pre-order the movie, which comes out in about a week. If you're listening to this live, it comes out on March 15th. The Edupreneur is on Vimeo. It's $15, and I am positive you won't regret it. Again, you can find it at vimeo.com/ondemand/edupreneur, and links are in the show notes. If you have comments or questions about the show, you can always connect with me on Twitter or Instagram at Brad Treffler. I'd love to hear from you there. That's also a great place to connect if you'd like to be a guest on the show. Or you can visit the feedback page on my website, which gives you additional options for feedback, and you can find that at bradtreffler.com/feedback. Until next week, go out and live your best life.
Music for the Planning Period podcast is the song Vicious by Kevin MacLeod, used under Creative Commons. You can find him at incompetech.com. The Planning Period Podcast is also a proud member of the VoiceEd Radio Network, a 24-hour radio network all about education all the time. VoiceEd Radio, your voice is right here.